morning.
How you doing?
How you guys doing?
Oh, you couldn't be better.
Dom, at the half point for the season, because of what happened at the beginning of the year, is this the healthiest you felt maybe at the half point of the season without those first four games of wearing a deer on you?
I feel pretty good. It kind of feels like football season now, so I feel pretty good. I felt pretty good for a long time. So
obviously you didn't want to sit out, but could that maybe help you towards the end of the season when it's go time for you?
I might think the more you play, the better it is. So I don't think there's many advantages to watching. So I think the more you practice, the more you play, the better you'll be. And, hopefully, going into the second half, we'll all be, feeling good and everyone's taking good care of themselves and have a good chance to go out there and compete hard because, there's a lot of football left. There's eight games. This is when, football season really starts to count and you really see what you're made of.
So I just wanted to follow up on the Jamie Collins stuff. We could have a crack. NASCAR stuff, how do you? You've been here through Malloy, Seymour. Some of these deals are hard as a player, I would assume, and as a leader to process, and then you move on. How does that process happen as a player and a leader and a teammate and friend?
Well, because you're just a human, and you have these personal relationships with a lot of players, and I've had a lot of great relationships with all those guys. I still do, and I don't think that ever changes. But you also understand there's always change in the NFL, and it's a challenging part of it. I think the older you get, the more you see, the more you understand, the faster you can process that. That's what. It's just the way it has to go. And the changes take place in offseason. They take place in training camp. You could very easily lose a player to injury. It's always changing and evolving, and it's a challenging part about the NFL, but it's definitely inevitable. And everyone's still going to, be in touch with him, and, he's our friend for life, so that doesn't change.
Does it hit you? I think I remember Chandler Jones alluding to a conversation he had with you, and you were emotional about that. Does it hit you with a guy to see him be uprooted and 27 years old?
Yep.
I mean, there's just that
Absolutely.
Aspect of it, aside
yep.
from football.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Krishan, have you ever considered that it could happen to you someday, maybe not in the near future, but the distant future, that it is a business and even someone in your position who's done so much, it could happen to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't be around this long and not realize that, the world will keep spinning and the sun will come up tomorrow without you. That's just the way it goes. And I think you enjoy just the experiences that you have, and then also understand, it just keeps going on. So it could happen to anybody. You just have to, just show up to work, do the best you can do every day, and let your performance try to just speak for itself.
The toughness of this football team, a lot of guys have talked about building mental toughness, Julian and Matthew. In your gut, does this team have the mental toughness to overcome something like this when you remove someone who has obviously been an important part of the team for the last few years?
Yeah, well, I think, we'll see, because it's, you can stand up here and say yes or no or think of all the different hypotheticals, and I think that's just, we're going to have to wait and see. But, we as players, this is not our choice. We don't do anything about it. At this point, we just got to do what our job is, and that's go out and try to, make improvements this week and then get ready to go for next week.
You mentioned that you feel good through the 4 weeks that you played. Can you look at the guys who have played 8 weeks and say, maybe those guys do need kind of a break right now? Even though I'm rolling, I got to look at Gronk, he's breaking the rest of those guys.
Yeah, all those guys, it's definitely the bye week always, whenever it comes, it's always at a good time. And whether that's the fourth week of the year or the eighth week of the year or the tenth week of the year, because football season's long and you go through training camp and even all the off-season stuff. And it's good to have time to kind of refresh your mindset, recalibrate where your team is at, study and self-evaluate the things you need to do. Your body gets a physical rest from having the Sunday off, but it's still a long season and we still have a lot more to accomplish. So, this isn't, it's not it's just a very short respite and you get back and ready to go. And like I said, hopefully we can have a great second half. Thank you guys.